Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and dark, sexy people. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here with you. So very stoked. Information is breaking open, wide left, upside, downside. We're just, you know, it's one of those exciting times where we are jumping into the expansion again of our understanding. And it's right before Creation Station, which is blowing my mind. I can only imagine what we're going to bring in over that weekend. And speaking of Creation Station, we have had one spot open up because of personal reasons. Someone is not going to be able to make it. So if you want in, you better let me know ASAP, because I'm sure we'll have several people wanting to know about it. So one spot's open for Creation Station again. That's the last day of August, the first couple of days of September, here at my house in Woodland Hills, California. And our next webinar, again, so stoked. You can see, you can feel the culmination of how all of this is coming in. Our next webinar is going to be Tuesday, August 28th, not Wednesday this time because of Creation Station, but Tuesday, August 28th. And it's Spirituality and Brain Science Breaking Down the Formula. Why and how does the channel's guidance work, and why and how does the universe work with us when we follow the channel's guidance? This literally has been brewing in my subconscious and in my desire for months and months and months. And, you know, ask and you receive. So all of the information I'm getting now to be able to put this all together for you. So bloody excited. Let me know over the email if you're interested about Creation Station. Okay, I want to read to you from this book called Mind to Matter by Dawson Church. Again, well, first of all, I want to show you something. So everybody go to their love place and just close your eyes and resonate with love. Be in harmony with love. Okay, now I want you to take one of your hands and pinch your other arm. And pinch it hard enough that you can really, you know, experience a little tiny bit of pain. And really get into the pain and feel it. Oh, there's pain there. Now, go back into that consciousness of love. Take yourself totally into that consciousness of love. You see, you know that you're still pinching your arm, but the pain takes on a whole different, the pain isn't pain anymore. You know it's there, but you're so not focused on it, you've taken yourself into an alternate place of resonance, which it blew my mind, because they actually had me try it at my training session. And usually when he stretches me at the end of my workout, it is so painful. And they said, well, you know, Dee, just go into that resonance of love. Go into your love place and just be filled up with love and make a red dot and send love onto the ceiling. It was like, oh, yeah, I know he's doing it. I know there's pain there, but I couldn't experience the pain the way I experience the pain when I'm focused on the pain and expecting the pain. So, again, I'm reading from Mind to Matter. When we meditate, tap, use another form of energy psychology, or otherwise shift our consciousness, the brain changes rapidly. The brain can intentionally be changed by the mind, by what is known as attention training. That's what we're doing, guys. Exactly what we're doing by consciously creating our lives. We are saying, no, I'm going to use my mind to tell my brain, don't go down that negative road anymore. Go down this positive road. An accelerating number of studies in neuroimaging significantly support the thesis that with appropriate training and effort, people can systematically, not by happenstance, alter neural circuitry associated with a variety of mental and physical states. Guys, I'm proof of this. I do this, have done this with my blood pressure for years. Used to be borderline high, wanted to put me on medication. I said, no, I'm going to work with my own work and validate my own work. And when I live in that space consciously, I always succeed with keeping it level. Tuning the brain in this way produces big leaps in achievement. Okay, so these are studies that have been verified by EEG, you know, equipment and a lot of scientific studies. Once a person can flip the switch into ecstasis. Now, basically, ecstasis is based on the word ecstasy. So when you are able to take your mind and direct your brain into that state of love, which takes you into resonating with love in the universal mind, when that happens, the brain is in a state of flow, an altered reality, listen, in which super performance becomes possible. Other peak performers, such as elite courtroom lawyers, Olympic athletes, Google executives, train themselves to enter ecstasis. Well, that's exactly what we're doing. Well, that's exactly what the channel's teaching. I don't know if you're doing it. People in ecstasis, in ecstasy, people who are filled with love, who consciously choose to use that state to resonate with the universal mind of love. People who do that transcend the boundaries of local mind. They gain distance from the anxious obsessions of local mind. So if you're dealing with anxiety, this is a really good practice, just like not being able to feel the pinch in the same way. You can train your brain not to go to that state of anxiety or obsessions. Literally, we change our internal chemistry, which affects all of our cells, which make up everything in our physical body. In this state, they gain a non-local perspective. That means I'm not separate I am the whole. And when we tap into the whole, then we are able to use and create with all the possibilities of the whole. We're open to an infinite range of possible options and outcomes. The self, rather than being trapped in a limited, fixed, local reality, is able to try on different possibilities, which opens us up to, oh, I could go there, I could go there, I could go there, I could do it this way. Now listen to this. Listen to these statistics, you guys. These include a 490% improvement in mental focus, a doubling of creativity, and a 500% increase in productivity. We now know the precise adjustments to body and brain that let us create them for ourselves at will. At will. In other words, we're kind of being given the Cliff Notes version of how to encounter the divine. Pretty stunning, huh? Not woo-woo. Science. And I have to read you this one sentence. When we go into that state consciously, we can choose to do it consciously. You guys just did it. It affects our brain waves. And when we increase a particular wave, such as the surge of theta that accompanies, for example, energy healing treatments, we increase our resonance with that planetary information signal. And planet and healer are entrained in an intense energetic union. Okay, so all of that and my daughter led me and a couple of my healing partners. I can't explain it all to you yet. I just know that we're either into the discovery of a new form of energy that is affecting us, or it's a part of our own energy that doesn't know it's a part of us but wants to be a part of us, or vice versa. I'm not sure yet. But I can tell you, dimensionally, emotional energy. And it blocks you from connecting with the universe and vice versa. Then it took me to the information again. We've been getting this now for 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks. We must set our little child free so that we can tap into all possibilities to connect with the universe. If there is a belief in limitation, we cannot feel resonance with the one mind. According to what the channel gave me this morning, I am not powerful enough to connect with the universe. Implants itself, or we accept that, between 2.5 to 3 years old. Before that, we knew we were God. And around 2.5 to 3 years old, which comes up in my private sessions constantly, the belief I am not powerful enough to connect, to resonate, to be in alignment and harmony with the universal mind takes us over, all of us, everybody, around 2.5 to 3 years old. And that solidifies in our brain until we consciously turn around to change it. So I want you to all enter the state of love, please. And claim, I am in resonance with the universal mind. And I always then achieve my desire. I am in resonance with the universal mind. I am one with it. I am in harmony with it. I am in conversation with it. I am in creation with it. We are one. And I always then create my desire. And so it is. Oh, I could go on and on and on, but I know y'all want to get on the calls here. I can go to the calls. Okay, guys, please have your question ready. And, oh, dear. I thought Susan was on here, but I don't find her now. All right, Anne, we're going to start with you. Hi, sweetheart. You're on.
Hi, I'm delighted to be on today. I just signed a contract for buying a rental house in partnership with Rudy. That other one I had that went all the way right up to the day before the signing fell through because they thought she had dementia and she couldn't sign anything. So I've just put it out there and for something better to come. And this one came in, oh, let's see, at least $35,000 less. Rudy didn't want anything to do with it, but of course, once I went on and said, I just bought a house today, he popped right in, and so I get to, we get to put it in joint custody, so whoever dies first gets the house without any, it just went click, click, click. I mean, wasn't even for sale, and I just had heard that she was selling property, and I went up and talked to the tenant, and she said, it's not for sale, but if you buy it as an investor, I'll sell it, and it's the last house I'm selling, and that it just came. The time, everything was fine. Everything worked.
Yeah, and
another one.
And
yeah.
And what you just described is synchronicity.
Perfect synchronicity all the way through.
Right, where everything just flows, and that is a good sign that you are in resonance with the universal mind. That's how your life plays out.
That's pretty much how my life has always played out. So I do Sarah Landon's. Everything is always working out for me, and it's amazing how it does.
Yep, thank you. That was a perfect tie-in that we were going to get to eventually in the show, but that's awesome. When your life works smoothly like that, and you don't go into reaction. You see, Anne did not go into reaction when the other sale fell through. She kept creating and saying, it's going to happen. Something better comes in. And something did. But if she went into reaction, and, oh, poor me, and why did this happen? And now I'll never sell it. And, right? That's when you separate yourself from the magic of the creation of the universe and its work for you. Awesome.
Yes, I had to keep going back because not to get sucked into Rudy's negativity, just to say, no problem, I can buy it all on my own. I'm sorry that we can't do it because it was my way to provide for you, but just accept and flow. And it's amazing how it works. And I do it with cosmic ordering, and that was kind of, she said, the story's not over was what her call was when that other thing fell through. Yeah, it's never over till it's over, right?
No, it's never over, guys.
Right.
That's the point. It's never over. Keep creating. It is never over. Keep creating. Thank you, darling, for calling in with that. That was awesome.
Okay, thank
you. You bet. Oh, I didn't mean to cut you off there. Davina, you're on.
Hey, wonderful, fabulous D. First...
Yes, I am.
I emailed you about Creation Station, and I'm getting it's for my highest good to go. Can you confirm that?
Well, I don't think I need to. That's the right question. We're asking the right question. That's the highest answer. I get a big yes.
I get
a big yes. Okay. All righty. So emailed me at IMD Wallace, right?
Yeah, I've already done that.
Okay, I will get, Aurora will get back to you tomorrow, baby cakes. Beautiful.
Okay. And I know the universe will provide the money. The question I have is that Because of my skull fracture concussion, I am still getting these headaches and migraines that are just getting more often and worse. And I didn't know if the channel or the body book that you could tell me something
well,
on that.
Well, Davina, they're saying if you listen to your words, do you even know what you said? Because of my skull fractures and whatever else. And the channel wants to point out to you that you are directing yourself to have them.
Okay.
And you are saying basically it's an expectation.
Okay.
You're expecting to have them. Who told you you might have them, or it was probable that you were going to have these? Who told you that?
Oh, I mean, I was just immediately after the concussion. I mean, no one told me. I mean, I just was having them after the concussion. And now
okay,
it's just...
So you decided that because of the concussion, you were having headaches.
Oh, I could feel the pain, yes.
Okay, but what I'm saying is you have connected that into a belief, sweetheart.
Okay.
And if you have a belief, the belief has to manifest in reality. As you believe, it will be delivered to you, baby cakes.
Okay.
So you need to start saying, my brain is aligned.
Mm-hmm.
My skeletal structure is aligned. Everything is in harmony. And they are suggesting that you find an osteopath to realign the bones and the muscles in your brain and your neck and into your shoulders. Can you find an osteopath? When I say chiropractor, no, sorry, Dr. Perdici, but an osteopath who is a licensed doctor who adjusts you but is able to adjust muscles and organs and all the rest of it too, and even brain tissue. So see if you can find an osteopath, Davina. But also, you've got to change your energetic and verbal expectation, because that's what's helping create them more frequently. Okay?
Okay.
Anything else? Okay. All right, baby cakes. Get on it now. Don't just be hearing the words. You start taking the action.
Yes. See it's creation station.
Okay, baby. Welcome.
Yes.
Woohoo. Thanks for following your hit. All right, Evelyn, you're on. Evelyn, are you there in California? I can sort of hear you. Are you there, baby? Okay, well, I got to go on. I'll try and come back, Evelyn. Eileen in Brooklyn, you're on. Come on, guys. Where is everybody?
Dee, I'm here.
Right. There you are. Okay.
It's funny. When I heard Evelyn, which was my mother's name, I said, I'm going to follow her.
Well, and here you are.
The next.
Maybe Mama wanted you to talk first. So what's up, Eileen?
Well, I just got the book, Mind to Matter, and it's fascinating. It really is.
Oh, my God, blowing my socks off.
Through it. What it's helping me to do is focus on that mind chatter and start to redirect that. And,
well, that's what all our work is about, guys. That's what all of our work is about, is not allowing your mind to just go into non-conscious thinking. Because then you just think the same stuff over and over and over and over and over again. That's why Christ said, think only on these things. And what was one of those things? Love. And in this book, he scientifically proves to you why love is important in the creation of your life and the redirection of your brain.
Okay. I mean, I purposely got the book, you know, so I can hold it and flip through it and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think every page is marked and turned back in mine.
Yeah.
Crazy. Okay, so
but,
are you looking
one
for an
question that I had about my right eye? I'm wondering what that represents because I'm having some issue with that, and then I'm thinking, what does that represent?
It represents you not wanting to see your power.
Ah.
Is it blurry?
No, it's not blurred. It almost feels like I put my finger in my eye. It's that kind of feeling.
Uh-huh. Well, energetically, that's the highest thing that I get. But, of course, mm-hmm. on this plane, it can take physical manifestation. So you don't want to mess around with your eyes. I'd go have it checked.
Yeah, I probably will. Yeah.
But I open my eyes, and I see and accept my power, which is one of the reasons you bought the book, by the way. It's going to open your eyes.
I got it.
Okay. So, you know, if we're too afraid of our power and, oh, my gosh, what happened to us in other lifetimes in our power and all that blah, blah, blah stuff that we know, then the more you choose to walk in and literally see your power, if there's any resistance there, it's going to show up. In your right leg walking forward or your right eye being able to, I clearly see my power, right? All those types of things show up in our body when you're in resistance, guys, when you are in resistance. Okay?
Yes, all right, ma'am. Thank you.
You bet. Good for you that you went to get that book. Evelyn, are you on yet? Hold on. Are you on here?
Hi, Dee.
Oh, good.
Hi, Dee.
You came back.
It's actually Emily. I think Stephen must have misheard me. That's why I didn't pop on the first time.
Okay. Emily. Hi, sweetheart. What's up?
Hi. I'm incognito today. yeah. So I am feeling huge breakthroughs around money this week, energetically aligning with power, and also with love. And I am interested if the channel wants to confirm that all those three things we started the show with last week are in balance, and to see if there's anything between the two, relating between love and money, that needs clearing up.
all things are in balance so far are the words they're giving me. And there's one thing between, did you say love and money?
Yeah.
Going right to your mom. What did your mom tell you about loving money or model to you?
Yeah. she just thinks money's evil and people who have money are horrible.
Okay. So your little girl is still kind of not allowing you to totally connect with the universal mind around that.
Okay.
That's the highest understanding, yes. Because she's scared to leave what mommy told her. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, guys, I cannot tell you how this dialogue with your little child, how important it is, because usually they're strong. You know, our mommy and daddy were our first gods. So whatever they said or modeled to us, we said, that's the law. That's the way it is. This is what the universe is about. They were our universe. Right? So we have got to retrain them because our brains we're solidified with those belief systems. So we have to go to our heart and go, this is what I know, this is what I want. So I'm telling my mind from what my heart knows to instruct my brain, think a different way. And I'm going to consciously do that until my brain takes on a new normal. And that's what it is. So you work with your little girl and, you know, sweetheart, I get why you believe this. I know it's a reality to you, but I'm going to be mommy now, and I'm going to give you permission to explore this new powerful idea that we have, that money can be awesome. Let's you and I, you know, like when you were little, wouldn't it have been awesome to go buy the doll that you wanted, that you loved, that you wanted to hold in your arms and love? Right? Can you start to feel that in your little
girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can do that with the whole world now. With the whole world. We can buy our dolls, and we can buy dolls for other little girls that are going to make them happy, and we can give a lot, and then people want to give us dolls, and pretty soon all the world has dolls that they can play with. You know, talk to them like that, because they can understand that. They can relate to that.
Mm.
And then that connects them with resonating with that beautiful, you know, universal mind of creation. I'm not getting anything else. If you do that, it's going to blow some more things open for you.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, baby. Thank you. Oh, again, loving this show. All right. Lee in California. Hi, honey.
Aloha, D. Wallace.
Oh.
You are a genius. You are a genius.
Well, I'll just say thank you. Part of me goes, can't quite accept that, but I'm going to resonate with the universe around that one. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you must. The triple F. It's like a triple header. Okay?
Thank you, darling. What's up with you?
Oh, the last call, Emily's call, was very helpful. What I'm getting right now is that conversation with myself, with all of myself, the balance of masculine, feminine, and child, is about allowing and accepting this hugeness of abundance and love. And
yep.
That I need not compare it to anyone or anything. And I just recognized after the call with Emily, it's what has been, you know, restraining me like a horse, just wanting to run and letting myself.
Guys, as soon as you go into judgment, which comes from comparison, right? You cannot be in that state of love that takes you into the oneness of everything. And by the way, they all have the ability to tap into that oneness also. So your job is for you to tap into it. You model that. And then everybody else goes, oh, I could do that. I want that. I want where they're at, right? That, you know, I just got back from doing a film in Utah. Oba Babatunde was there in it. Tatiana Ali was, and because I have really been focusing on working with the universe in bringing like-minded people who are focused in love, that entire set represented that. Now, I almost didn't do it because they fought so much meeting the money. that I should be making. And so it occurred to me that I was getting a lot of what I was asking for, and I wasn't getting the complete total picture of what I was asking for, but what I was getting, I was very grateful for, right? So, well, they're going to use me now. We're going to a core belief. This is the core belief, to keep the theme going, that my little girl is not working with the universal mind in bringing wonderful, harmonious experiences together with great money. Okay, we're going to this page here. Okay, and it's, I'll never be good enough. If I can't ever be good enough, something's got to fall out in the entire picture. Either I make the money, like I did on my series and was terribly unhappy, or I don't make the money and I'm on a beautiful working experience like I just left, or I get the money and the people are nice, but it's a grueling experience physically, and I'm away from home. So something has to fall out to acknowledge this belief, I'll never be good enough. So
okay, so let's cancel clear all those beliefs right now, this very minute.
Well, so then we know you can't cancel energy. You redirect energy. So when I am in the state of love and I move into that knowing and connection of the universal mind, which is the oneness, which is divine love, which is what a lot of people call God, universal force, it knows that all energy is equal. It knows that all energy in its purest state is love. Oh, see, I hadn't ever said that statement before, which means I in my purest state is love and all possibility. And that all energy that exists in the universal mind is good enough, because there isn't any not good enough. So I claim that I'm a part of that. I allow myself to be a part of that and acknowledge that and work with that oneness of the universal mind. And your little birdie is coming in to go, yes, ma'am. And you know birds are my sign of God. So God's just, universal mind's coming in and going, yeah, Dee, you're right on. Yeah, Dee, you're right on. Okay, so that was great for all of us. Because I think that belief is prevalent in all our little children, guys. I'm not good enough to, you know, I knew it when I came in, but around 2.5 to 3, I was told, you're not powerful enough, you're not good enough, you're not in charge, sit down and be a kid and do what I tell you, right? So,
and it's we're being in the lie. Belief is being in a lie.
Yes, absolutely, Lee. So, wow, look at what your call just brought in. I am in deep gratitude, as I'm sure you and everybody else on the call. We are in resonance with the universal mind of being enough. Can you feel the love? Yeah, can you feel the love into that?
Yes,
I can.
Kindness is not weakness. It is pure power.
Oh, you bet. Ask Mother Teresa. All right, sweetheart. Thank you for calling in. Bye. Okay, Nancy and Tulsa, you're on.
Hi, I love your show. I'm inspired.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
I am just inspired. I'm just, you know, it's interesting about the childhood because those are things I don't even remember. But I'm grateful for everything I have, but I seem to be blocking myself right and left. And I'm just wondering if you sense anything.
Well, it's what we're on to with this new energy, Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
And it does have a lot to do for all of us with that child of us around 2.5 to 3 years old. So what is the biggest limiting belief you think you were taught or you saw modeled to you around that age?
You know, probably that money is limited.
I get a yes around that about money, but they're bringing in something. Hold on. I'm trying to, they're showing me a picture. It's almost like, who should I be today? I have to be this person today. Well, now I have to be that person today. Well, now they want me to be this person today. Oh, well, now I think I'm going to be loved more if I'm that person today. And that's the biggest thing as far as creation that's in your way, because you lose your focus.
That's true.
You losing your focus. Just literally just hold the focus on love, Nancy. That, and you know, guys, that's what the Fun Focus and Fruition, that's what that whole program is about. Is teaching you how to go into the state of love and holding the focus on that toward yourself, toward what you want to create, toward money. Just like pinching yourself and having that experience change when you went into the state of love, that's what happens with the creation of money too, Nancy.
Okay.
Okay?
That makes sense. Yeah,
well,
that makes sense.
Hold on. They're bringing something else in Sheets' book. Sorry. Okay, they would like you to keep focusing your brain back to it's possible to be one united, integrated me.
Okay.
And I am able to do that now. Did you get all that?
Yes.
I'm really far down into the channel, so I don't know. One integrated me, and I'm able to do that now, whatever those words were. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, that actually makes a little bit of sense because I go in all directions. Yeah.
And guys, that's for all of us. So I am, well, remember that old statement that we used to use, I am committed to one happy, prosperous, healthy whole, and that makes me happy. And it's easy, simple, quiet, and complete now and consistently. Ha! They're laughing and they're saying, see, now you understand why we gave you that statement. Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Nancy.
Thank you. You're inspiring.
Thank you, sweet thing. Love to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you. Love.
I love you, too. Sorry. LaVon in Reno, you're on.
Good morning, Dee.
Good morning, gorgeous.
I have had incapacitating cramps since starting the Fun Focus and Fruition. So my feminine side is just railing. I can't focus. I can't work. I just...
Okay, I get a
no
on
really
all
strange.
That.
Really?
So first of all, unswitch yourself. You're switched.
Okay,
so we can,
unswitched.
Okay. We want the highest answer. We're claiming that. We are the highest answer. We're claiming that. Okay. Something coincided around the same time, LaVon, that you started Fun Focus and Fruition. Because when I say it has to do with the program energetically, physically, mentally, emotionally, in any way, I get a no. So what happened about a week before you started the program? There was something that happened with a male energy.
Interesting.
And you're right. It is your feminine, but it's something that happened about a week prior to starting the
program. Nothing that sticks out because I work with men all the time. So.
Well, let me give you a core belief here. Hold on, not this page. This page here. Okay, well, it's I can never be God. So, of course, this program does teach you how to be God, the creator, your creator. Okay, so who's the guy? Well, I get kind of sort of at work, who makes you feel like he takes your power.
Well, there's one there that I don't really resonate with. There's a scratchiness to him. Might be him. Could be my boss.
I
work
with
all
your
men.
Boss. Yeah. No, we're going to that guy, and the channel wants you to know that he takes you out of that state of love. He's your best practice.
Right, because he doesn't represent love to me at all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you don't have to use him. He doesn't have to be love, and you don't have to use him or fall out of the state of love because of him. And that's what the whole program is about, LaVon.
So he's my practice. He's my practice, right?
Oh, he's your biggest gift.
He's my red dot.
Exactly.
And I can do that.
It's the resistance that comes up because our little girls and boys go, well, that doesn't make any sense. Why should I love that guy? Why should
he's
I
just
love
a little piece of me? Yeah, I should.
And why,
a little piece
you
of
know,
me.
Why should I love? Why should we love the people that hurt us? Because we go down if we don't. We lose the connection with that universal mind that creates everything for us. See, I'm even getting clearer as we talk.
Makes total sense.
And I get that that's the basis of the cramps is the resistance okay, so do you have the cramps right now?
Yes.
Okay. So focus on the cramps. Really focus on them. And feel them. Now, go to...
They're dark. They're deep inside. They're deep inside and dark.
Okay. Now, just go to love like you've been teaching yourself. Go to the state of love for no reason. Ecstasy. Bliss. Join the universal mind in that state of love. While you're there, do you experience the cramps differently?
Yes. Takes your focus off of them and they dissipate.
Exactly. So that
tells
focus. You well that tells you that you have power over them. They don't have power over you.
Yes.
Okay. And
And he's not worth that pain, believe me.
That's a true statement. But he's just an example of how we leave ourselves.
Right.
Okay. He's just an example of, oh, gosh, I don't have enough money. I'll leave the state of love. Oh, gosh, you know, that guy flipped me off from the car. I'll leave my state of love. My family's all for Trump and I'm not. I'll leave my state of love when I'm with him. Pick it, guys. You know where your excuses are. And that's what they're saying to us is that's the very thing that creates more of what we don't want. Now, they want to take a minute to go into what creates, for example, menstrual cramps. It's when our body is trying to expel stuff that's not good for us anymore. It's dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so our monthly cycle expels dead energy that we don't need anymore. But we resist it. Do all of you know that there's no reason to have menstrual cramps? If your body is in balance and alignment, there is absolutely no reason to have them.
But there's a tension. Yeah. There's a tension to it. That resistance is a tension there.
Exactly.
Which causes the cramps.
Exactly. You stop the flow, literally, try to, and that's what creates the cramping. So let your love flow, LaVon. And if this has been going on for some time, you want to go have it checked out.
I have.
Okay. Because it, you know, could be a sign of fibroids.
I have one of those, but I've had it for a while. Right. Right. It's the lining that's thickening that I think is doing it. So, well, I don't know what that represents. That thickening protection, maybe?
I get a yes on that, but they're asking you to please email me about that. Be specific about that so I can look it up for you.
Okay, because I have on cramps in my body book here.
No, we're not going to cramps. Email
it's
me.
On the thickening.
It's too long to go into on the show, they're saying.
Got it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Dee.
You bet. You bet. Okay, I want to get Susan. I see you're back on here, and I haven't heard you for a while. Are you okay, baby?
Yeah, Susan? I'm okay. I've been kind of depressed lately. I'm having neighbor troubles.
Having what?
Neighbor troubles. My neighbor, I have a neighbor that lives the street across from me, says my cat's been out bothering her and she's threatening my cat. And my neighbor across the street is her friend and she plants herself in front of it. So I've been keeping my cat indoors. And even though the cat's been indoors, she still says the cat's been out in her yard, which is, of course, untrue. So,
okay, so let's see where you're out of alignment that's attracting this. She
all right.
But give me a song.
Oh, dear. All I get is Let's Pretend. And that doesn't
make
any sense.
And they're giving me The Great Pretender. Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Okay, so, all right, so basically they're saying, Susan, you're pretending to be in the state of love, but you're not with this person. It's sort of like they said to LaVon, this is your great gift to practice on.
Yeah.
What she's doing to you is taking you out of the state of love into the highest word is resentment. She's
yeah,
taking
I
you
feel
into
like
resentment. That, yeah. And that shuts you off.
I try to send her love and it's just
No, not going to let you get away with that one, woman. No.
I know.
If you're sending her love, you're sending her love. You're not trying. You're not going, well, I would, but she's such a bee, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He is.
And when it comes to our animals are our babies. And the mother in us goes, you are not messing with my kid. Right?
True.
Okay. So I want you to tap into your motherly instinct and just, she's your red dot, Susan. She is your red dot. Just send her love for no reason. Not to get her off your back, not to rectify the problem with a cat. For no reason other than you want to work with the universal mind in the state of love.
Okay.
Okay.
I got it.
All right. Okay, yeah, good. Wow, guys, we got so much guidance today on this show. Please, if you've got people that are interested and that are confused and that want to start becoming happier, just share some of these shows with them. Last week's show and this week's show, my gosh, if people are ready, they will get the guidance. And you will be the teacher that brought it to them. Okay? Wow. Gosh, I love this community. Okay. Webinar August 28th, we're just going to be continually putting all this stuff together, and that will be the culmination, and then we'll have Creation Station. My gosh, my golly gosh, it's going to be quite a month. All right, let's say it together, my beautiful people. Until we meet again, I love me. I love me. I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.